McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Senate Republicans are showing no signs of slowing efforts to quickly confirm the judge Brett Kavanaugh.
They're resisting Christine Blasey Ford's calls for the FBI to look into her allegation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley told her lawyers yesterday a hearing is set for Monday, and if Ford intends to testify, she has to submit written testimony tomorrow morning. Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the GOP is trying to bully Ford into a rigged hearing.
Sagar Magani reporting for the AP. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has returned to Seoul after a three-day inter-Korean summit in the north, ending with a unity visit along with leader Kim Jong-un to the symbolic mount near the Chinese border. Wednesday, the North Korean leader pledged to dismantle key missile facilities and offered to close the country's main nuclear complex pending U.S. reciprocal actions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is ready to resume talks with the North and offer to meet his North Korean counterpart at next week's U.N. General Assembly session. Pompeo called for the North's complete denuclearization by January 2021. And Wednesday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in said the Korean people have lived together for thousands of years and it's time to end 70 years of hostility.
우리는 5,000년을 함께 살고 70년을 헤어져 살았습니다.
Maduran Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said despite its pledges, the North continues to build up its nuclear capability.
There's really nothing in the summit that's going to stop him from doing that. I think President Moon likely tried as hard as he could, but I don't think Kim Jong-un has decided yet that he really is going to do this. I think he's...
This is VOA News. Israel's Air Force chief is meeting Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israeli findings on the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by a Syrian rocket earlier this week. A major general will report on all aspects, including the pre-mission information and the findings of the IDF inquiry regarding the event. 15 Russian military personnel died Monday night after their plane was struck as Syrian air defense systems fired Israeli warplanes. Israel said its forces carried out an attack on a Syrian military facility used to provide weapons for the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, and that the jets were back in Israeli airspace by the time the Syrian rocket hit the Russian plane. U.S. President Trump Wednesday toured flood-hit areas of the Carolinas following last week's Hurricane Florence and promised strong federal support in the recovery process.
We will be there 100%, and all of the folks from the federal government that are around the table, they're confirming it. That's why we started early, and we'll be here late.
The storm has killed nearly 40 people. Thousands are in shelters. Hundreds of thousands without power, and swollen rivers continue to threaten communities. President Trump arrived Wednesday in North Carolina to see the destruction left behind by the hurricane and the challenging relief efforts that are underway. A Turkish celebrity chef with restaurants all over the world is now coming under attack after he posted videos on social media of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, feasting on his Istanbul restaurant amid claims that people in Venezuela are going hungry because of the ongoing economic crisis there. Dozens of Venezuelans protested outside the chef's Miami restaurant on Wednesday, even after the videos were deleted Tuesday from his Instagram account. The Venezuelan national anthem trying to deter diners from entering the upscale steakhouse in Miami's Brickell Financial District. Others so far have been so overwhelmed that the restaurant's Yelp online review site has gotten plenty of negative comments at the section, or as it was taken offline, for an undetermined amount of time. And again, former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has faces new corruption charges related to the multi-billion 1MDB state fund. He has been detained since being charged on seven other counts since his electoral defeat in May. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America.